Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So I am getting my second vaccine next week, or this week, I should say, and I have to tell you that I am so thankful to be able to come through the other side of this thing after spending over a year on lockdown and you know, not seeing people that are really important to me and not doing things I really like to do. You know, this is that opportunity to get back to normal life, and I'm thrilled. And I'm just so thankful for the people who have come up with this vaccine, the pharmaceutical companies and the brilliant scientists that developed these things. It's just an amazing time to be alive, and it's an incredible thing that's happening right now. And as I'm just acknowledging this under the realization that the more you acknowledge the good in your life, the more it shows up for you. So this concept of appreciating things around you becomes really important. And we've talked about it many times before, but I just think it's so important, especially now, right? With the onset of a vaccine, the ability now for most of us that are getting it to now see our friends and family again that we probably couldn't see for a long time. The changes that have come as a result of this experience that we've all lived through over the past year plus time frame are just amazing. I look at my own life and I look at the Zoom calls that I now do all the time. And I think all the time that I would have spent on airplanes that I didn't have to spend on airplanes. I look at situations where I couldn't be on a plane and I was dialing in on a conference call where there were a bunch of people sitting in a conference room. And it's very difficult to insert yourself in those situations when you're sort of the outsider looking in, when you're not in the room. And Zoom has become the great equalizer because now we all have the same, we're all in the same situation as we dial in on Zoom to do it. And so the other things I start to see is just the benefits of lockdown that came, where I've got a better relationship with my wife and with my daughters as a part of this thing, because we got to spend a lot of time together that we never would have had before. And I had a senior in high school who's now a freshman in college. I wouldn't have seen her that much. She was, prior to COVID, she was, you know, she had a car, a boyfriend, a job and work, and I never, and a job, I'm sorry, and sports, and I never saw her. She was, you know, I think she slept in my house, but that was it. So it was crazy because, you know, all of a sudden COVID came and I got my daughter back. So all these things that have happened, I know friends that have gotten pets that, you know, that has changed their lives in many ways. So we look at this and there's so much to be thankful for. You know, if you were a person like me that had a job when you came in and had was able to keep your job throughout COVID, that's an amazing thing because so many people weren't. So just being appreciative of that. And as you tune into this more and more in your life, it just shows up more. If you look at the good in life, more good shows up. If you look at the bad in life, more bad shows up. And it's much easier and you'll be a much happier person if you could simply focus on the good. And there is so much to be thankful for, especially at a time like this. As we turn the corner and hopefully head more towards normalcy, and we can get back to doing things like, hopefully soon enough, going to sporting events and concerts and having family reunions and spending time with friends and having parties and just getting together. All those things are coming back. It seems like it's going to happen very soon. And I'm just looking forward to it. And I just keep looking every day at all these positives that are happening. And I can't help but be grateful for what it is. And again, you tune into that gratefulness and you always look for that in your life and it just shows up. So focus on the positive. Focus on the acknowledgement of the good in your life. And that's what you'll see. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. And from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, look at your life. Look at all the positive things that you have going on. Look at what you have to look forward to. Tune into those things. Look for those positive things in your life. Acknowledge the good when you see it, and more of it will show up for you.